This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Matt, what are we seeing taking place in the grains here on Friday?
Scaling back just a little bit as we went into the break. Essentially these markets have had a good week, corn and beans. I mean, corn settled higher 4 days in a row. Beans have been trading higher as well this week. So it's been a pretty darn good week. And overall, you've got to think that maybe going into the weekend, maybe take a little bit of risk off the table. A big reason why these markets have been going higher, is because of the hot and dry forecast for the Western Corn Belt. And so, if that forecast would happen to change, I think you could take away these gains very rapidly.
And Matt, what does that forecast look like? Is it going to be just the short term is going to be hot and dry in the West? Is it looking like a longer term for maybe like the month of August? What are we looking at there with that forecast?
It just looks like it's going to get excessive lack of moisture that you would really want to see in that scenario. I'll tell you what, it could be a big issue. Now, one thing this morning is that most of the maps have kind of backed off with how excessive the heat is. And so, there's a chance that maybe it won't be near as bad as what they were talking, but they were talking 100-degree temps, basically North Dakota all the way down into Texas, And so, if you would get that over the next week or two, it's going to be a problem. One thing that comes to mind is if you turn off hot and dry, even if it's not as excessive as they're talking, beans are an August crop, of course, so you could maybe see a little more excitement as far as the bean market's concerned maybe than corn, just due to the time of year that this dryness is hitting.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
September corn down 6 even at $4 even. August soybeans down 12 even at $11.04 even. August soybean meal down 260 at $3.49.80. August soybean oil down 33 cents at $45.48. Chicago wheat down 7 even at $5.30¾. Minneapolis wheat down 2 at $6.01¾. Kansas City hard red wheat down 7½ at $5.54 even. September oats up 2¼ at $3.31¼. On the Merck, August live cattle down 5 cents at $188.85. August feeder cattle up 7 cents at $258.70. August lean hogs up 7 cents at $93.85. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.